This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And with just one day to go until Election Day, here is the marathon travel schedule for the candidates. Mitt Romney is going to be in Florida, Virginia, Ohio, and New Hampshire today. President Obama is headed to Wisconsin, Ohio, and Iowa. Both candidates are likely to talk about the economy at all stops, but there are a lot of other issues at stake in this election, and here at Marketplace, we have been trying to shine some light on them. Issues like immigration. To talk about that, we're joined this morning from Miami by Jorge Ramos, the well-known anchor for Univision News. Good morning.
Great to be here.
Well, great to have you. So first of all, you have talked to both of the candidates, and I want to ask you first about President Obama. What do we know about his plans if he's reelected for immigration reform?
President Barack Obama says that he supports immigration reform. He is for the DREAM Act. And the problem for many Latinos is that in 2008, he said that he was going to make a proposal for immigration reform during his first year in office, and he didn't do that. He broke a promise. He also has deported more than 1.5 million immigrants. In other words, he has deported more immigrants than any other president in the history of the United States. But Latinos do understand that he is for immigration reform, and therefore 74% of Latinos say they will vote for President Barack Obama and only 26% for Mitt Romney.
So they believe that he's going to do something in the next term if he's reelected, even though he didn't do much in the first term.
For many Latinos, it's very difficult to believe again President Barack Obama, but Latinos have a very difficult choice. They have to choose between a president who broke a promise, but at the same time who's saying that he's going to continue struggling for immigration reform. But on the other hand, they have Mitt Romney, who says that he's going to veto the DREAM Act, who says that he's for self-deportation, and who hasn't given the specifics on what he would do with 11 million undocumented immigrants. So having this choice, most Latinos will vote for President Barack Obama.
Now, besides what you have said about Mitt Romney's plans, what else do we know about what he wants to do? Does he said that he wants to do anything on immigration reform in the next 4 years?
He says that he's for a permanent solution. But at the same time, there are a few problems. First, he continues to call undocumented immigrants illegals. That's a code word for many Latinos. No human being is illegal. So if you put together calling them illegals, if you insist on making sure that the DREAM Act won't become a law in this country, and if you insist of this very radical idea of self-deportation, honestly, that's very scary for many Latinos.
What about when we hear things like, we can't make any moves on immigration reform until we close the borders and secure the borders? How does that sort of thing play with Latino voters?
Not very well, because what we do know is that the cities and the towns along the border are among the safest in the country. What we do know is that, this is really curious, but 40% of all undocumented immigrants come by plane. They simply overstay their visas. So when you say that the border is not secure enough, really, even if you propose a huge wall, it really is not going to work. Many Latinos think it's simply an excuse for not trying to do something more specific on immigration reform.
Finally, we know that the economy is the number one issue for Americans as a whole. Does that hold up as well for Latino voters, or is immigration more important?
No, absolutely. You're absolutely right. Poll after poll shows that the most important issue for Latinos has to do with jobs and the economy and education and healthcare. In other words, we Latinos, we're exactly as the rest of America. But when it comes to immigration, you know, it's personal for us. More than half of all Latinos in this country over 18 years of age, we were born outside the United States. I was born in Mexico, for instance. So it is immigration, the issue that decides who is with you and who is against you. And therefore, that's the importance of immigration in this election.
Jorge Ramos is an anchor with Univision News. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you on.
Thank you.